Well, this is the season for summer blockbusters, right? This is a time when movie makers all over hope that we will all rush out and watch their movies. Well, last weekend, a new movie, the movie Jurassic World, came out, and it made over $500 million, breaking the record. That's a lot of money, I know. Breaking the record for the best opening weekend ever. Well, the movie, as some of you probably already know, Jurassic World tells the story of this luxury resort located off the coast of Costa Rica that provides, of course, a habitat for an array of genetically engineered dinosaurs. What could go wrong, right? Including the vicious and intelligent Indominus Rex. When the massive creature escapes, it sets off a chain reaction that causes the other dinos to run amok. Well, apparently, there are a lot of people out there who are entertained by scary dinosaurs. Maybe some people here, right? Yeah? It's fun to be scared by dangerous creatures on a big screen. But in real life, we know there are plenty of things that we are afraid of that are much, much scarier than dinosaurs. We find ourselves too often afraid of illness and pain, addiction and depression. So many things that can affect our physical and our mental health. We fear for ourselves and our loved ones because our bodies and our minds can be so fragile. And we are afraid of people who hurt us and who want to hurt us. This past week, we were faced yet again with another mass shooting in South Carolina in a church. A shooting that sent a wave of shock and fear through our country yet again. We have good reasons to fear hate and violence in our world. And we are afraid of something else. We are afraid of what we don't know or think we cannot do. Fear can paralyze us. Fear can keep us from trying new things, and it can stop us from taking action that may result in failure or embarrassment. Well, our psalm for today is Psalm 27. And the first verse is one that I already know is familiar to many of you because it is our memory verse for these 6 weeks as we journey through the Psalms. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The psalmist asks us to consider today who or what we are afraid of, knowing that God is always with us. Well, it's a question that is also echoed by Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. In the 14th chapter of Matthew, we find the disciples together on a boat in the middle of the night, and they get caught in a storm. And early in the morning, Jesus comes to them, walking on the water, and the disciples are afraid, because they think that they are seeing a ghost. Jesus cries out, "Do not be afraid." And Peter, of course Peter, jumps out of the boat and starts walking on the water to Jesus. It's an act of faith and courage and trust. But then Peter feels the wind and suddenly realizes what he is doing. And he is afraid, and he starts to sink in that water. Peter cries out to Jesus, "Save me." And Jesus gives him his hand and asks Peter this question, "Why were you afraid?" Even when we know that Jesus is standing right beside us, fear can get the best of us. It happened to Peter more than once, and it certainly happens to us. Fear is a powerful, powerful thing. But the good news for us today is that we know a God who is stronger than fear and all that we are afraid of. Our psalmist today speaks of enemies, of evildoers and adversaries and foes who will try to cause harm, but will fall. Up against an army and the threat of war, the psalmist says, "My heart will not fear. I will be confident." Today we hear a psalm of trust. A psalm of trust in God in the face of terrible danger and threats. We are reminded today by the psalmist of God's promise. God's promise to us that God will not abandon us when we are afraid. God will stand with us and give us courage, the courage we need to meet our fears and the dangers and challenges we face. And the psalmist not only reminds us of our trust in God, the psalmist also asks us to live in God's presence and in God's house. The psalmist seeks God as we work through these verses and finds strength and confidence in being in relationship with God. And this is the message we find throughout the Psalms, right? We're on our fourth week here. We hear again and again that God wants to be in relationship with us, that God wants to be in conversation with us through our prayers and our cries and today our fears. God reminds us that God holds on to us and God gives us strength and peace. Today, God invites us not only to consider all those things and people and situations we are afraid of. God also invites us to consider all of the ways God is already our light and our salvation and our stronghold. God's light, we know, we see shining through dark, dark moments. This past week, we saw acts of love and compassion in response to acts of violence and hate. The darkness, we remember, cannot overcome God's light. And our Lord Jesus, our Savior, saves us from our own brokenness and our doubt and our fears day after day, pointing us always to the cross and to the empty tomb as signs of God's love and forgiveness for us. And we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, promised to us in our baptism, present with us each day, giving us strength and guidance, empowering us to lives of faith and action and trust. There is a lot for us to be afraid of in our lives and in this world. A lot of reasons for us to hide and be angry and even lose faith in God. And still, today, God calls us to be people of courage, people who trust in God and do not fear. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "Do one thing every day that scares you. Do one thing every day that scares you." Anybody do that already? Yeah, okay. It's a challenge. Eleanor Roosevelt was a woman who appeared confident to most people in her time. She was wealthy and educated and powerful both as a first lady and in her own work. And yet, she was a woman filled with doubts and insecurities and fear day after day. And she told herself this: "Do one thing every day that scares you." I think we can hear these words as a challenge for us today as we consider how God calls us to respond to our fears. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Today, our great God is inviting us to take a step out of our fear and to trust. Today, God is inviting us to jump out of the boat, to grab hold of Jesus' hand, to hear his voice speaking to us, telling us, do not be afraid. As Christians, we can face our fears. We can act for peace and love in spite of powerful forces of suffering and hate. And we can do so because God is with us, and we trust in God. God who stands with us and gives us the courage we need to face our fears and our struggles. And God who asks us to stand with those all around us who live in fear as well. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen.